Foundation.
At Village Green Apothecary, they've created a unique free program called the Essentials of Healthy Living, or EHL for short. EHL helps you develop a customized plan to take the guesswork out of which supplements you need. Visit their Bethesda location at 5415 West Cedar Lane and check out their easy-to-use EHL display. You can get free information cards about your health needs, from chronic ailments to heart health, allergies, or dietary issues.
Hello, listeners. Welcome to the Essentials of Healthy Living, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda. I'm Dana Lake, your host for the next hour, and reminding you that this show is streamed through myvillagegreen.com. That's myvillagegreen.com. I want to remind you also that this show continues to be on the air two times a week, Thursday mornings from 9 to 10 a.m. and Saturdays from 10 to 11 for most of December. Then our permanent broadcast home will be the Thursday 9 to 10 a.m. slot, and we look forward to hearing from you. Our topics today always include news you can use, and I've got lots of just released information, what I call hot off the press, and we'll talk about flu prevention. We've talked about this before, but it's such a hot topic, and it's a good reminder. We're also going to go into how to feel good. In other words, what are the many things you can do, little simple things, more complex things, to feel good? And we've got a huge list to go through and a lot of advice. I always like for you to come away from this show with something you can do right away. So that's why I like to give you easy to follow tips. And we'll also talk about the prostate. Sometimes I think we don't spend enough time on male health, so we want to talk about prostate health today. And I've got, again, right up-to-date news, and I mean this year and even some this month. So men, you'll be interested in this. And we always talk a little bit about women's health as well, so we'll cover women's health issues as well today. Now, let's talk a little bit about the flu. As far as prevention, there's some very simple things to do, and I think everybody knows about covering your mouth with a tissue, washing your hands, and always wash your hands before you prepare food or before you treat a cut or a wound. And of course, after going to the restroom, changing diapers, blowing one's nose or wiping the nose of a child, handling an animal, sometimes people forget that, and handling garbage or treating a cut and wound. It sounds very practical and that everyone should know this, but it's a good reminder. And avoid touching your eyes, nose, or mouth. Germs spread this way. And avoid sharing food and drinks. And avoid close contact with sick people. Now, if you're sick with a flu-like illness, the CDC recommends that you stay home for at least 24 hours after your fever is gone, except to get medical care or for other necessities. So your fever should be gone without the use of fever-reducing medicine. In other words, if you have a fever and you're taking medicine for it, and if you didn't take the medicine, you would have a fever, then you shouldn't be out in public. And keep away from others as much as possible to keep from making others sick. Just good advice your grandmother would have given. Now, some healthy habits. Good sleep and exercise. These are so basic. You cannot rob yourself of sleep and stay healthy. And many have experienced the problems of staying up for an all-nighter and then the next day, next few days, being run down. Sleep's a nutrient. Your immune system gets repaired during sleep, and exercise keeps your immune system and your neurotransmitters very happy. Drink fluids. Water is important, but we can include things like V8 juice, dilute juices, natural vegetable juices. Drink something warm, a hot tea, or if you drink coffee, hot coffee in the morning, it actually helps get rid of bacteria and viruses in the throat. Now, remember that you get the flu because the virus gets in the nasal cavities, in the nasal area, and in the throat. But it's in there for a while, so it takes 2 to 3 days for H1N1 after the initial infection. It takes 2 to 3 days to proliferate and show the characteristic symptoms. So your goal is to keep your nose and your mouth free of the virus. And you do that by drinking warm fluids and by spraying with saline. You can gargle with saline or spray your nose with saline. It's a good idea to do it at least once a day, but twice a day would be even better. You can get a saline nose spray called X-Clear. And it is a nasal spray relief with xylitol and saline. Saline is wonderful. You don't have to buy something. You can just mix saline and water. But this xylitol added has the wonderful benefit of preventing bacteria from sticking to the tissues and preventing viruses from taking hold. So go ahead and spray the nose and blow your nose hard once a day or twice a day. If you have a child that doesn't want or won't tolerate the nasal spray, go ahead and swab the nasal area, the nostrils, with a Q-tip dipped in saline water. Now, what are the basics? We talk about these basics a lot. As far as supplementing for immunity, everyone should be on a vitamin mineral combination, a multiple, for age, stage, and gender. It's very easy to find these. You can go to Village Green, myvillagegreen.com, or go into Village Green and talk to one of the many experts there. One of my favorite multiples is their Multi 2, can be used by men and women. And then you can add extra calcium and magnesium. They have the Bone Guardian Vegetarian formula. They have the CalMag Plus formula. So there are a lot of ways of supplementing a basic multiple with some additional calcium and magnesium. The next thing people need to take is omega-3 fatty acids. We're very low in these, and I'm fond of the omega-3 fatty acids that have vitamin D. Nordic Naturals makes those. And then probiotics, the good flora. This is critical to immunity, and I probably could have mentioned this first, especially at this time of year when the flu bug is starting to take hold. Probiotics are the good flora that we need in our digestive tract. We have 10 trillion human cells and 100 trillion bug cells in our body. So we're one part human and 10 part bug, if you want to think of it that way. In any case, we need these good flora. And most cultures get a lot of this when they eat their naturally cultured foods, kombucha, real sauerkraut, real kefir, real yogurt, real tofu. And I keep saying real, homemade. Most of the commercial brands do not have quite the count that you get when you make your own fermented foods at home. So probiotic count, Village Green has a wonderful 35 billion Polydophilus. Jarrow also carries a nice product. And for children, Kirkman Lab makes a nice probio chewable that's 20 billion. And Village Green makes a nice chewable for children as well. So what do you do to boost your immunity? Besides taking the baseline that we just spoke about, you can increase your immunity by simply increasing probiotics. Now, when you eat naturally cultured foods, the count per serving is about 700 billion. So if you're getting naturally cultured foods throughout the day, you should be taking in trillions in probiotics. By boosting to 100 billion, you really are not getting that much. I know it sounds high, and some people say, oh, is that dangerous? Is that too much? It really is not when you look at what we get in foods, trillions a day, if we make homemade yogurt, etc. Extra vitamin D, well established as an immune booster. And extra zinc, well established as an immune booster. For adults, maybe 25 milligrams of zinc more. For children, zinc drink, 5 to 10 milligrams. That's a Kirkman product. Extra vitamin D. Biotics Bio-D Emulsion Forte, 3 drops, one drop or 1/2 to 1 drop for children, and vitamin D3, Village Greens Pathways, vitamin D3, excellent. Quercetin, older children and adults, the best product out there for quercetin is Pathways Village Greens Quercetin Plus. It is most effective. Quercetin itself is an antihistamine, antiviral, antibacterial. It's also protective for breast and prostate against breast cancer and prostate cancer. Now, toddlers and young children might handle D-Hiss Jr. by Springboard Nutritionals. It's a chewable and it's delicious. For infants, I like Rhino Echinacea Liquid, and it has a combination of nutrients. But the Quercetin Plus by Pathways can be taken 1 to 6 a day. And you want to take more if you've been exposed. The minute you feel symptoms, the first thing to take is the probiotics, because they'll settle well in the digestive tract. They'll calm it down. And then a celecoxib, the flu cure. And you do that at the first sign of the flu. Adults, you take the regular Oscillo, and children can take the children's Oscillo. Village Green carries it. Stock up on it. This remedy is helpful as soon as you have any symptom, even if you're not getting the flu. Just a little bit of nausea, and you can take it and alleviate it. It's a very interesting and a very popular product, so you'll want to stock up because some places are running out. I'm going to give you some news. Kiwi fruit consumption may reduce the risk of cardiovascular disease. And this was a brand new study and just reported this month in the International Journal of Food Science Nutrition. So in a study that was a small study, 43 subjects with hyperlipidemia, that's high cholesterol, high triglycerides, and what they did is consume kiwi fruit, 2 per day, and that's not an extraordinary amount to take in, for 8 weeks, and it increased levels of HDL cholesterol, the good stuff, vitamin C and vitamin E, and significantly decreased the LDL problem cholesterol, and decreased the cholesterol to HDL ratio. The lower the ratio, meaning the lower the cholesterol and the higher the HDL, if we want to think of it that way, the better. So this is a nice little study and easy to do. The kiwi fruit, easy to add, very tasty. Another study, supplementation with micronutrients containing folic acid helps with depression, reduces depression. And what they did is they looked at 459 women in this study, and they were randomized into 4 groups for 12 weeks. One group received weekly 5,000 micrograms, so that's 5 milligrams of folic acid, plus iron, zinc, and vitamin B12. The second group received about 2.8 milligrams of folic acid, plus iron, zinc, and B12. And the third group received only 400 micrograms, which is pretty typical of folic, plus iron, zinc, and B12. And the fourth group received 200 micrograms of folic with the iron, zinc, and B12. And depression was measured. And the findings were that poor folate status can increase depression needs. And what they recommend is further evaluation, because what they found is the higher levels of folate made a bigger difference in the prevalence of depression. And with folic acid and the other nutrients, the higher amounts were more effective. This is not something new to those of us who have been in the nutritional field for a long time. Now, drinking tart cherry juice following strenuous exercise can be beneficial. And this is interesting. We've known that it always helps, the black cherry juice always helps with gout. But this was a neat study that found using the cherry juice to provide a viable means to aid recovery following strenuous exercise works, because it increases total antioxidative capacity, reduces inflammation, lipid peroxidation, and aids in muscle recovery. Well, folks, I'm sorry that we have to take a break, but you have some interesting information coming up on the break. Stay with us. You are listening to The Essentials of Healthy Living. And I'm Dana Lake, your host. We'll be right back.
There are trillions of cells in your body. When they are well nourished, they support energy levels, stress response, and all major organ systems. Quality whole foods contain intelligent, bioavailable nutrients. This intelligence cannot be mimicked by isolated fractions of vitamins and minerals alone. Choose a Megafood Cold Fusion food state or food-based formula and experience the true quality of radiant health. For more information, call 800-848-2542.
Bridging the gap between naturaceuticals and pharmaceuticals, that's the concept behind Zymogen's new exclusive and patented line of formulas, which utilize sophisticated delivery technologies to focus on specific molecular targets. The Zymogen EP line features Immunitix 3-6, a potent ingredient that has demonstrated a measurable ability to prime and enhance immune cell function. Applications include immune system support and support for white blood cell recovery following radiation therapy and other bone marrow affecting treatments. Ask your functional medicine consultant for complete details. For over 10 years, Nordic Naturals has been the world leader in crafting omega-3 fish oils that are great for the body and for the planet. They work one-on-one with researchers and select fishermen to harvest only those fish species that are flourishing. With Nordic Naturals, you get all the benefits of omega-3, a strong heart, clear eyes, and flexible joints, plus the reassurance that their products are environmentally friendly. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Are you one of the 100 million Americans who suffer from digestive difficulties? Often, poor digestion is caused by an imbalance in the intestinal bacteria. The solution for enhanced digestion, enhanced health, and enhanced immunity is Gerodophilus EPS. Gero's enhanced probiotic system is enteric-coated and able to deliver up to 200 times more of its 8 strains of beneficial bacteria directly to the intestines in a vegetarian capsule. Ask for Gerodophilus EPS at your local health food store or go to Gero.com. That's Jarrow for the best in probiotic supplements.
You've been listening to the Essentials of Healthy Living show, so isn't it time you visited the store that brought you this great program? At Village Green Apothecary, you can find all the products you need to support your healthy lifestyle. They have just what you need for a healthier lifestyle, from vitamins and minerals to body care products and books. Best of all, they'll give you the kind of personalized service you just won't get at a chain drugstore. Visit them at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda or call 301-530-0800.
Hello, welcome back, listeners, to the Essentials of Healthy Living, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda. I'm Dana Lake, alternating the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro to bring a wide variety of information about your health. I want to remind you to tune in next week for Kevin's show, and he is going to cover the benefits of vitamin D and probiotics for immune health with Megafoods and Allworth. Also, a reminder, big year-end sale at Village Green, and I gave you the address, 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda. Big winter sale, and it starts this week, and it goes until Saturday, January 2nd. This is the end of the year sale. And we want to remind you that all the Pathways products, that's Village Green's brand, are 35% off. And there's 25% off all other supplements, including practitioner lines, and 20% off beauty care items. So get over to Village Green. It's time to shop for the holidays. You can fill some stockings and give some good Hanukkah gifts that will help make people healthy. Okay, not everybody's going to like that suggestion, but you can make it an addition in the gifts that you give this year. Okay, we've been talking about news you can use, and we're going to go into feeling happier, feeling better, increasing your happiness factor. And we will cover also prostate health during this show, and we will also cover women's health, which we do try to do. So what can we do to increase our happiness factor? You want to feel happy, not just for the moment, but long term. And there really are some easy ways to do it. Number one, people talk about, and I'm going to repeat it because it's so important. exercise. And the researchers at Duke University Medical Center in Durham, North Carolina, they compared the antidepressant Zoloft against exercise in a study of 156 subjects. And they found that 45 minutes of exercise three times a week worked just as well as the medication in treating depression, and better than the drug in keeping the condition from returning, which is very, very interesting. And this is moderate exercise. This is not stressful exercise. And these moderate workouts and a healthy diet also reduce stress, anxiety, and fatigue, three underlying causes of moodiness. So here are some things that you can do, and we've got a lot of them. Believe in what you're doing. Convince yourself that by working out and eating healthfully, you are going to improve. You'll have a better mood. You'll be more efficient at work. You'll be happier around your friends. You would just have a better happiness rating. Eat the mood booster in a bowl. Okay, what is the mood booster in a bowl or a mood booster? It's eating breakfast. And it doesn't have to be breakfast food for breakfast. You can eat lunch and dinner foods. Go with good protein first, and eggs are top on my list. They are not high in fat. They have cholesterol, but that cholesterol lowers the HDL. The fallacy that eggs cause heart disease is being better understood now. But sometimes when you've heard a message that eggs are bad for your heart for so long, it's hard to change that message. So we're telling you that eggs are the perfect protein and the perfect breakfast food, but you could also have 2 or 3 ounces of chicken. You can have what was left over from the night before. And in the bowl, none of these cold sugared cereals. Go for real oatmeal, real cream of wheat, not instant. The real stuff. Now, that may not have enough protein in it, but you can add almonds, or you could have a hard-boiled egg and a bowl of oatmeal. You can have soups and stews. They are wonderful for the winter season. A nice chicken vegetable soup or stew, something pretty thick, not loaded with noodles. You could have, you could put some rice in instead of noodles and make it some brown rice or wild rice. That has more fiber in it. So you're getting both protein and fiber at breakfast. And do not have coffee first. Do not have tea first. Have food first so that your blood sugar stays stable. When you eat to keep your blood sugar stable, the rest of the day goes well. And you do not have the highs and lows of glucose. And that is very important in mood. So that first meal of the day makes all the difference for the day. You could also have some cottage cheese and fruit. That makes a wonderful start for the day. And cottage cheese has a lot of protein in it. You can mix it up. You can have cottage cheese, a hard-boiled egg, some fruit. You can have raw vegetables and hummus. You don't have to stick to breakfast foods. Rise and shine and get moving, and try to get your exercise in the morning. And if you can't get out, go up and down the steps. Turn on a tape. There are plenty of exercise tapes and exercise shows. Tune in and just start moving. Plan to snack. In other words, don't wait for hunger. Plan to snack and keep something healthy around. Now, some of you with hypoglycemia and low adrenals are going to be hungry every 2 hours, especially if that first meal of the day is coffee and a bagel, coffee and a donut, cold cereal in the morning. You need to get protein in there, and we just discussed it. So plan to snack. You'll find that as you snack more healthfully and eat a healthy breakfast, you will not have the sudden hunger for all the quick fix, high refined carbohydrate foods. So you can have even mini meals and snacks during the day. You could have a mini breakfast and then a snack a couple hours later, and do this every 2, 3, or 4 hours, whatever it takes to keep your blood sugar stable. This will stabilize the neurotransmitters. The brain is the first system to detect blood sugar that rises too quickly, too often, and drops too suddenly. And when it drops suddenly, the brain triggers immediate hunger. So what we're teaching is stable blood glucose so that you don't have to run out and get a Coke, donuts, sweets as snacks. What should you keep around? It's easy. Nuts and seeds. They are the good fats, good protein, complex carbohydrates. And you can keep them at your desk, keep them in your pocketbook, keep them in your pocket, keep them everywhere. That way they're always available. You could also have some leftovers again from the night before. It could be a small wrap sandwich with some turkey in it, and turkey and sprouts and tomato and lettuce. You can add whatever you want. It can be hummus and some raw carrots, just raw carrots, raw vegetables, an apple, apple with nuts, apple with peanut butter, slice of apple with peanut butter on it. Some of these aren't as easy. If you want something easy that's a protein bar, you've got to really be sure. And the bars made by Zone, South Beach, and Atkins are definitely higher protein, lower carbo bars. And they can be used as a quick snack. A lot of the so-called health bars are really too high in carbo and too low in protein. So you need to read that label. You want a bar that has at least 10 grams of protein in it and 5 grams of fiber. So that's 10 grams of protein, 5 grams of fiber, or better than that. Go social. In other words, to get a partner. A partner to walk with, a partner to jog with, a partner to show up at the gym with. You can use a personal trainer. A partner can be less expensive, but may not push you as much as a personal trainer. And color your eat around the world in color, so to speak. 6 to 8 servings a day of the brightest, most colorful fruits and vegetables you can find. And why color? The more brightly colored foods are, the deeper the color, the higher the antioxidant nutrient value. And among them are vitamin C, E, and beta carotene, but there are many, many, many other antioxidants. And it's much more interesting to have a colorful meal. A white meal isn't very interesting if you had cauliflower, potato, and white fish. Think how unappealing. So we really are by nature designed to be attracted to a variety of colors. We wouldn't want to eat an all-green meal, an all-red meal. But when we see a variety of color, it's much more attractive. We're much more likely to eat it, and it gives us much more variety. Also, do something that has repetitive motions, jogging, walking, swimming, cycling. It's kind of nice to let your mind go. You may want to listen to music, and that's a wonderful thing to do when you exercise, but this repetitive motion really does help calm the brain and get you in a good neurotransmitter mode, and those are the brain chemicals. You definitely want to sweat when you exercise, but not too much. You want to feel good after you've exercised. If you exercise and you feel lousy, like you've got to go to bed and rest, then you did too much. And even though it doesn't seem like much compared to your exercise partner or someone else, you, when you push your body too far, too hard, too fast, and you feel wiped out, for a half hour to 2 hours afterwards or longer, you just set yourself back. You weakened your adrenals. So that's really important. And increase your fish intake. Sardines and anchovies are the best. They are the small fish, and small young fish don't have as many toxins. Organic salmon. These fish are also high in the omega-3s. We talk about that a lot. We try to downplay tuna because there's more mercury in the tuna, and that certainly is a problem. But omega-3 fatty acids, especially DHA, are essential to brain health. And hit the shower. If you're feeling lousy, a hot shower can help you. And fast forward your thoughts. Think about the goals that you're trying to attain by eating healthy and taking supplements and exercising. and drink water. Drink water when you exercise, drink water between meals, and do the proactive snacking plan ahead. So that's just a quick reminder. We will keep covering this information. I want to tell you that remember to get to Village Green for their sale. And stay with us, folks. We're going to be right back with the essentials of healthy living.
Ever wish you had a healthy living coach? Well, you do. Village Green Apothecary has 45 trained professionals who are here to help you, including pharmacists, nutritionists, an herbalist, and naturopath. They take the time to really know you and give you a customized solution to your healthcare needs. From vitamins and minerals to compounded prescriptions, they have the personalized answers you need to create your healthy lifestyle. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or call 301-530-08.
Did you know the average American consumes 135 pounds of sugar a year? Get the lowdown on sugar and the natural support of GlucoCare from Himalaya Herbal Healthcare. GlucoCare has been clinically proven to maintain blood sugar levels within normal range. It also supports normal triglycerides and cholesterol levels and normally functioning cells of the pancreas. Get the lowdown on sugar and reach for all-natural GlucoCare by Himalaya Herbal Healthcare, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Overwhelmed, overstressed, overworked, overeating, overindulging. 'Tis the season to overdo. Protect yourself and your family with TwinLab Immunity Booster, Multivitamins, and Stress B Complex. TwinLab vitamins and minerals can help your family stay healthy, even when they're not acting healthy. Protect your family with TwinLab, the most trusted name in vitamins. TwinLab vitamins are available at all Better Health and natural food stores.
Wondering how to turn your bedroom into a hothouse? The answer is hot plants, the natural herbal way to make sex fun, vibrant, and satisfying. Two unique formulas, one for him and one for her, developed by Chris Killam, the medicine hunter. Chris's book, Hot Plants, features these exciting products from enzymatic therapy. Hot Plants from the Science of Enzymatic Therapy, now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Isn't it time you visited Village Green Apothecary? They've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for over 40 years, and they still take the time to really know each of their customers and provide individualized attention and personalized service. With over 10,000 products in stock, they have just what you need for a healthier lifestyle, from vitamins and minerals to a full array of natural beauty care products and health-related books. Visit them at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda or call 301-530-0800.
Welcome back to the Essentials of Healthy Living, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda. I'm Dana Lake, alternating the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro, and we both try to bring you a wide variety of information about your health. Remember to tune in next week for Kevin's show. He's going to cover the benefits of vitamin D and probiotics for immune health with Megafoods Ann Allworth. Now, Village Green has their sale. I'm going to remind you throughout the show. It's going on, and it goes until Saturday, January 2nd. It's their end-of-the-year show with their sale with 35% off Pathway brands, 25% off all other supplements, including the practitioner lines, and 20% off beauty care items. Now, we're going to cover prostate health. We will also cover some health issues on women, and I will also talk about some of the headache and fatigue-provoking foods. So we're trying to give you tips throughout the show. Now, for the prostate, there are some tests that are absolutely important to be done. And most men think, well, all I need is that blood test, the total PSA, but you really should ask for total and free PSA. You really need both of those if you want to get testing that's more sensitive. And even beyond that is age-adjusted PSA, ethnically adjusted PSA, PSA velocity, and PSA density. And each one of these has unique characteristics, and the broader your PSA testing, the more specific it can be and the more helpful. So that's real important. Write that down and ask your doctor. And also don't forget to get the digital rectal examination. Now that may sound unpleasant, but it's really important. And prostate cancer is so preventable and so treatable when it's caught early. So it's really important. Now, what's some of the news, the early news on prostate health? First of all, soy supplementation and prostate cancer. This is an interesting study, and it was a placebo-controlled study with prostate cancer. And the results indicated that supplementing with soy can increase the isoflavone concentrations in the prostate tissue to levels far greater than in the serum. Now, this is new. This has not been known. We know that serum isoflavone levels go up. But now this shows that the prostate is selectively holding on to greater levels. And so they did the placebo-controlled study. It was a short study, 2 weeks prior to surgery. At the end of the interventions, the total isoflavone concentrations were found to be sixfold higher in prostate tissue compared to serum in the soy-supplemented group. So the authors conclude that the findings from the present study suggest that prostate tissue may have the ability to concentrate the dietary soy isoflavones to potentially anti-carcinogenic levels. So that's a little bit of helpful news. And when we talk about soy, we're talking about real soy, organic, tofu, the real stuff. Edamame. This is the way to eat soy, the traditional way. And it's not that we're recommending overdoing it. You don't want to overdo it. Now, prostate cancer and benign prostatic hyperplasia, as with regard to selenium, there's been a lot of literature, and this is just another study that measured whole blood selenium levels in patients with prostate cancer or those with benign prostatic hyperplasia, that means an enlarged prostate, and healthy males, just to compare the selenium levels. And it was, again, a small study. They had 21 patients with the benign prostatic hyperplasia, 21 healthy males, and 24 with prostate cancer. So it's a pretty small study. And there was no significant difference in the prostate tissue selenium levels in prostate cancer and those with BPH. So what they found, that the whole blood selenium was the better measure. And the study showed that the whole blood selenium was significantly lower than recommended in those with the prostate cancer and with the hypertrophy, the enlarged prostate. Now, this is very interesting because the usual serum selenium, as is serum zinc, as is serum magnesium, are not the best tests for these minerals because these do not decline until late stages of deficiency. Here's another study that dietary intake of vitamin K2 can reduce the risk of advanced stage and high-grade prostate cancer. And this was a study involving 250 prostate cancer cases and 494 matched controls. And it just indicated that the dietary intake of menaquinone, which is vitamin K2, reduced the risk of the advanced stage and high-grade prostate cancer. So here again, we have another nutrient that helps to reduce risk and is preventive. Plant food nutrient intakes can reduce the risk of prostate cancer. Now, this is not news. You hear this a lot, getting more of your vegetables. We talked about the antioxidants and the colorful vegetables. And again, this was a study of 478 men with prostate cancer and 382 controls. So this is a good large study. And they looked at the various nutrients from plant foods as being associated with reduced risk of prostate cancer. And what were those nutrients? So they found among Caucasians, the prostate cancer levels were lower with good intakes of fiber, vitamin C, vitamin A, alpha-carotene, beta-carotene, folate, genistein, diazine, and fruits and or fruit juices compared with controls. So these nutrients are protective, and people with prostate cancer were found to have lower levels, which means if you improve your intake of fiber, we talk about this all the time, vitamin C, vitamin A, the carotenoids, folic acid, and these plant bioflavonoids, fruits, fruit juices, you have some protection. And among African Americans, it was also similar. So everyone can benefit from good antioxidants, good diet, good fiber. Another one, diet, vitamin E and vitamin C and prostate cancer. And all these studies are 2009. Some of them are not new. It's just a new study on the issue. And this was another study that was big, over 1,200 men with incident histologically confirmed prostate cancer and over 1,400 men with acute non-neoplastic conditions called chondroles. And vitamin E intake was inversely associated with risk of prostate cancer. So what does that mean? As vitamin E intake goes up, prostate cancer risk goes down. That was very interesting. Additionally, dietary vitamin C intake was associated with a 14% reduced risk of prostate cancer. Thus, the authors concluded that the vitamin E was most important, and vitamin C could be very important. Okay, we will be back after this brief break. You're listening to The Essentials of Healthy Living. I want to remind you to get over to Village Green for their end-of-year sale. This is Dana Lake. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Since 1973, Megafood has been providing supplements which harness the power of phytonutrient-rich whole foods. For optimum nutrition and true vitality, we need foods which have not been damaged by heat. Megafood's state-of-the-art cold fusion process naturally protects the delicate phytonutrients present in whole food. Supplement daily with an easy-to-digest Megafood formula and enjoy the best that food has to offer. For information, call 800-848-2542.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of FitFood, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and much more. Each delicious serving of FitFood contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber, immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. FitFood provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com, available now through your healthcare professional at Village Green Apothecary. All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
CoQ10 is a powerful antioxidant that supports heart function, energy production, immune response, and protects against damage from free radicals. Aging reduces our ability to absorb CoQ10 from our diet, and taking a highly absorbable CoQ10 supplement is key to ensuring optimal levels within the body. So don't just settle for any CoQ10 supplement. Ask specifically for Gero Formula's QH Absorb at Village Green Apothecary. Or for more information on QH Absorb, go to Gero.com. That's Jarrow for the best in highly absorbable, bioavailable CoQ10 supplements.
Hello, welcome back to the Essentials of Healthy Living for this final segment brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda. I'm Dana Lake, alternating the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro, and we try to bring you a lot of information, a wide variety about your health. Another reminder, this is Village Green's big winter sale, and it's going on until January 2nd. 35% off on Pathway brands, 25% off all other supplements, including the practitioner lines, and 20% off beauty care items. Now, I wanted to wind up a little bit about prostate health. We were talking about that. in the previous segment, and there's some other findings that I think are important for men to know about. Long-term zinc supplementation can reduce the risk of advanced prostate cancer. We know it also helps with BPH, with the enlarged prostate. So here again, brand new study this year confirms what we've known for a long time. And the average intake is greater than 15 milligrams per day long term. And that's what makes a difference in prostate cancer risk. And vitamin B6 does improve prostate cancer survival. Again, some important information for men. It was a prospective study involving 525 men diagnosed with prostate cancer. And this study went on in the late 80s, early 90s, and they compared dietary intake of vitamin B6. And what they found was an improvement in prostate cancer survival among the men who had the higher B6 intake. And I want to tell you some of the nutrients that are so important, and they are in ProstaPlus. ProstaPlus has the fatty acids that are important, ascorbyl vitamin C, vitamin E, and it has salt palmetto. So it also has other nutrients, amino acids such as alanine, glycine, and glutamic acid, which act as inhibitory neurotransmitters and reduce the feeling of a full bladder, thus providing symptom relief to an enlarged prostate. But it also combines salt palmetto berry extract, which is so beneficial for keeping the prostate healthy, and pumpkin seed extract and stinging nettle. So this is an excellent combination, one that is definitely beneficial and one that men should be taking. Also beneficial are the omega-3 fatty acids and, of course, zinc. Zinc is very important in the healthy prostate, and we've been talking about it, selenium as well. But if you take a multi-2, Village Greens multi-2, you're going to get the zinc and selenium in there, and ProstaPlus makes a nice addition. Now, let's talk a little bit about the ladies. Let's talk about some of the pre-pregnancy actions that women can take prior to getting pregnant, 3 months to 1 year in advance, and we do workups on the fathers and mothers-to-be. We want them healthy, so we have the dads in and the moms in, and we have them get a full, complete blood workup prior to contemplating getting pregnant. And for women, what we remind them is it's very important to avoid mercury, and actually the whole household should. And mercury is found in fluorescent lighting, in batteries, in thermometers, and emissions, occupational exposures, amalgams in your mouth. And when you have those in your mouth, you have them in the bloodstream. The FDA comment on amalgams in February of 2008 was dental amalgams contain mercury, which may have neurotoxic effects on the nervous systems of developing children and fetuses. So with that comment, it behooves women to get those fillings out way ahead of time. Thimerosal is a mercury preservative, and no pregnant woman should be getting a vaccine that has the mercury in it. It just increases risk for problems in the fetus, especially if the child has an innate inability to efficiently handle toxic metals. And that is the most common finding we find in our autism spectrum children, called sulfation defects, phase 2 sulfation defects. And never use a vacuum to clean mercury spills, because if you do, you have to get rid of your vacuum cleaner. And those fluorescent lights that are called environmentally safe and sound, I don't recommend them. They've got mercury in them, and if they break, you're in trouble. Now, we have women go to the periodontist to get checked out. Periodontal health is very important. It's known that periodontal disease increases the risk for early delivery and low birth weight. We recommend getting mercury amalgams out more than 6 months before conception. This is not to be done right before conception and not to be done while pregnant, because the mercury is released when you're removing fillings and it goes through your system. And try to eat the safer fish. Blue crab, believe it or not, is safer for mercury. Croaker, flounder, haddock, mussels, salmon, and sardines, my favorite. And avoid the tuna, blue, sword, king mackerel, shark, tilefish, tuna. These have more mercury. So those are important pieces of information. And as far as supplementation, it's a must to have a very therapeutic multiple vitamin mineral for pregnancy. And that includes one that has extra folic acid, at least 1 milligram, extra B12 and extra B6. This business of putting a lot of folic acid in most of these prenatal supplements, but not a comparable amount of B12 and B6, results in deficiencies of those, and then the folic is less effective. Omega-3 fatty acids, critical. DHA, critical to brain development. It's in mother's milk, critical to infant development. And when infants stop using omega-3 fatty acids or getting breast milk, they find a decline in brain function and cognition and vision. And of course, probiotics, absolutely critical in pregnancy. So I think we have covered as much as we can cover. I regret that we cannot stay on longer. Stay with us. We will be back every week for the Essentials of Healthy Living. Get to Village Green for their sale. And remember to take care of yourself and at least one other person and go green. This is Dana Lake and Village Green wishing each and every one of you good health and a really great day.